Life Sketches. Chapter 20. Publishing Again. From Oswego we went to Centerport, in company with Brother and Sister Edson, and made our home at Brother Harris's, where we published a monthly magazine called The Advent Review. The Advent Review, printed in Auburn N.Y., during the summer of 1850, should not be confused with The Advent Review and Sabbath Herald, the first number of which was issued in Paris, Maine, November, 1850. The Advent Review was issued between numbers 10 and 11 of Present Truth. Concerning its purpose, Elder James White wrote in his first page introduction to the 48-page pamphlet edition of the Advent Review. Our design in this review is to cheer and refresh the true believer by showing the fulfillment of prophecy in the past wonderful work of God in calling out and separating from the world and nominal church a people who are looking for the second advent of our dear Savior. Satan's efforts to hinder. My child grew worse, and three times a day we had seasons of prayer for him. Sometimes he would be blessed, and the progress of disease would be stayed. Then our faith would be severely tried as his symptoms became alarming. I was greatly depressed in spirit. Such queries as this troubled me. Why was God not willing to hear our prayers and raise the child to health? Satan, ever ready with his temptations, suggested that it was because we were not right. I could think of no particular thing wherein I had grieved the Lord, yet a crushing weight seemed to be on my spirits, driving me to despair. I doubted my acceptance with God, and could not pray. I had not courage so much as to lift my eyes to heaven. I suffered intense anguish of mind until my husband besought the Lord in my behalf. He would not yield until my voice was united with his for deliverance. The blessing came, and I began to hope. My trembling faith grasped the promises of God. Then Satan came in another form. My husband was taken very sick. His symptoms were alarming. He cramped at intervals and suffered excruciating pain. His feet and limbs were cold. I rubbed them until I had no strength to do so longer. Brother Harris was away some miles at his work. Sisters Harris and Bonfoy and my sister Sarah were the only ones present, and I was just gathering courage to dare believe in the promises of God. If ever I felt my weakness, it was then. We knew that something must be done immediately. Every moment my husband's case was growing more critical. It was clearly a case of cholera. He asked us to pray, and we dared not refuse. In great weakness we bowed before the Lord. With a deep sense of my unworthiness, I laid my hands upon his head and asked the Lord to reveal his power. A change came immediately. The natural color of his face returned, and the light of heaven beamed upon his countenance. We were all filled with gratitude unspeakable. Never had we witnessed a more remarkable answer to prayer. That day we were to go to Port Byron to read the proof sheets of the paper that was being printed at Auburn. It appeared to us that Satan was trying to hinder the publication of the truth which we were laboring to place before the people. We felt that we must walk out upon faith. My husband said he would go to Port Byron for the proof sheets. We helped him harness the horse, and I accompanied him. The Lord strengthened him on the way. He received his proof, and a note stating that the paper would be off the press the next day, and we must be at Auburn to receive it. That night we were awakened by the screams of our little Edson, who slept in the room above us. It was about midnight. Our little boy would cling to Sister Bonfoy, then with both hands fight the air, and then in terror he would cry, "No, no!" and cling closer to us. We knew this was Satan's effort to annoy us, and we knelt in prayer. My husband rebuked the evil spirit in the name of the Lord, and Edson quietly fell asleep in Sister Bonfoy's arms, and rested well through the night. Then my husband was again attacked. He was in much pain. I knelt at the bedside and prayed the Lord to strengthen our faith. I knew God had wrought for him, and rebuked the disease, and we could not ask him to do what had already been done. But we prayed that the Lord would carry on his work. We repeated these words, "Thou hast heard prayer. Thou hast wrought. We believe without a doubt. Carry on the work thou hast begun." Thus for 2 hours we pleaded before the Lord, and while we were praying, my husband fell asleep and rested well till daylight. When he arose he was very weak, but we would not look at appearances. Triumphing through faith, we trusted the promise of God and determined to walk out by faith. We were expected at Auburn that day to receive the first number of the paper. We believed that Satan was trying to hinder us, and my husband decided to go, trusting in the Lord. Brother Harris made ready the carriage, and Sister Bonfoy accompanied us. My husband had to be helped into the wagon, Yet every mile we rode he gained strength. We kept our minds stayed upon God, and our faith in constant exercise, as we rode on, peaceful and happy. When we received the paper all finished, and rode back to Centerport, we felt sure that we were in the path of duty. The blessing of God rested upon us. We had been greatly buffeted by Satan, but through Christ strengthening us we had come off victorious. We had a large bundle of papers with us, containing precious truth for the people of God. Our child was recovering, and Satan was not again permitted to afflict him. We worked early and late, sometimes not allowing ourselves time to sit at the table to eat our meals. With a piece by our side we would eat and work at the same time. By overtaxing my strength in folding large sheets, I brought on a severe pain in my shoulder, which did not leave me for years. We had been anticipating a journey east, and our child was again well enough to travel. We took the packet for Utica, and there we parted with Sister Bonfoy and my sister Sarah and our child, and went on our way to the east, while Brother Abbey took them home with him. We had to make some sacrifice in order to separate from those who were bound to us by tender ties. Especially did our hearts cling to little Edson, whose life had been so much in danger. We then journeyed to Vermont and held a conference at Sutton. The Review and Herald. In November, 1850, the paper was issued at Paris, Maine. Here it was enlarged, and its name changed to that which it now bears, the Advent Review and Sabbath Herald. We boarded in Brother A.S. family. We were willing to live cheaply, that the paper might be sustained. The friends of the cause were few in numbers and poor in worldly wealth, and we were still compelled to struggle with poverty and great discouragement. We had much care, and often sat up as late as midnight, and sometimes until 2 or 3 in the morning, to read proof sheets. Excessive labor, care, and anxiety, a lack of proper and nourishing food, and exposure to cold in our long winter journeys, were too much for my husband, and he sank under the burden. He became so weak that he could scarcely walk to the printing office. Our faith was tried to the utmost. We had willingly endured privation, toil, and suffering, yet our motives were misinterpreted, and we were regarded with distrust and jealousy. Few of those for whose good we had suffered seemed to appreciate our efforts. We were too much troubled to sleep or rest. The hours in which we should have been refreshed with sleep were often spent in answering long communications occasioned by envy. Many hours, while others were sleeping, we spent in agonizing tears and mourning before the Lord. At length my husband said, "Wife, it is of no use to try to struggle on any longer. These things are crushing me, and will soon carry me to the grave. I cannot go any farther. I have written a note for the paper, stating that I shall publish no more." As he stepped out of the door to carry the note to the printing office, I fainted. He came back and prayed for me. His prayer was answered, and I was relieved. The next morning, while at family prayer, I was taken off in vision and was instructed concerning these matters. I saw that my husband must not give up the paper, for Satan was trying to drive him to take just such a step, and was working through agents to do this. I was shown that we must continue to publish, and the Lord would sustain us. We soon received urgent invitations to hold conferences in different states, and decided to attend general gatherings at Boston, Massachusetts, Rocky Hill, Connecticut, Camden and West Milton, and why. These were all meetings of labor, but very profitable to our scattered brethren. Removal to Saratoga Springs. We tarried at Ballston Spa a number of weeks, until we became settled in regard to publishing at Saratoga Springs. Then we rented a house and sent for Brother and Sister Stephen Belden and Sister Bonfoy, who was then in Maine taking care of little Edson, and with borrowed household stuff began housekeeping. Here my husband published the second volume of the Advent Review and Sabbath Herald. Sister Annie Smith, who now sleeps in Jesus, came to live with us and assist in the work. Her help was needed. My husband expressed his feelings at this time in a letter to Brother Howland, dated February 20, 1852, as follows. "We are unusually well, all but myself. I cannot long endure the labors of traveling and the care of publishing. Wednesday night we worked until 2 o'clock in the morning, folding and wrapping number 12 of the Review and Herald. Then I retired and coughed till daylight. Pray for me. The cause is prospering gloriously. Perhaps the Lord will not have need of me longer, and will let me rest in the grave. I hope to be free from the paper. I have stood by it in extreme adversity, and now when its friends are many, I feel free to leave it, if someone can be found who will take it. I hope my way will be made clear. May the Lord direct.